visiting with Pleasantville cross country coach Aaron Fichter here after the state qualifying meet. Coach, you know, I know the meet probably didn't go exactly how you wanted, but can you kind of walk us through it a little bit?
Yeah, no, this, I mean, great competition today. The course was great. We had great turnout just from our Pleasantville community, people, our best friends and family and that kind of thing. So I was really happy with a lot of things today. Kids that maybe set a season best that, you know, weren't going to be in the top 15 or 20, that kind of thing. But definitely other things where you hope that, you know, you put your best foot forward and, you know, stay healthy. And some of those things didn't go our way that way. But lots of things to be proud of for sure.
Can you kind of talk about a girl like Summer Isley, a freshman that was awfully close to making it this year as a freshman? What she kind of brings to the future of your program?
Absolutely. I mean, we're so young on the girls' side especially. Well, we're really young on the boys' side too, but she ran a season best again. I mean, what else can you ask for, is, you know, for a season best?
Five-minute PR.
Right. She was 13th today in a loaded field. I mean, honestly, I really expect two of those teams to maybe be in the top five at the state meet. So she really kind of put herself in there and had a chance. And it's really a thing that you can build towards as a sophomore. Lots to be proud of for sure.
Yeah, what is it like, you know, when you have such good competition like you have here at the state qualifier? I mean, how does that kind of, you know, gauge where you guys are at as a team, really?
Yeah, so you know, we finished fourth as a team on the girls' side against two teams that will probably be top five in the state meet. And, you know, I really kind of feel that they will do that. One of them probably will win the state title or be in at least top two. Pekin's a perennial power. They have a girl that finished in 18 minutes something today. That was a great run for her. So I definitely think that, you know, you have a chance to go out against teams like that and compete. And I felt like she did that today. I felt like, you know, Riley had a good run for herself today. Amelia Latch set a season best today by 25 seconds or so. Ava Van Ness was in there again. I think Carly Grip ran a season best. So, again, it's one of those things where great competition. You might not finish in the top two, but you had a lot of things to be proud of.
Yeah, and you got a feel for a guy like Kurt Keenan that missed it as junior, made it as junior year, but missed it as senior year.
Yes.
Kind of, what emotions going to that a little bit?
I feel for him. He's a kid that's just done anything that we ask. Unfortunately, he's been sick the last 2 days. Just, you know, what do you do other than try to just rest and get better temperature, all that kind of stuff? He came out here, he put himself in a situation where he was top 10 the first mile and a half in or so. He might have been a little before mile and a half, and then kind of fell back from there. But he put himself in there to try to compete. But he's done so many things for us. He's gotten better every year. He was trending that way in this year too. There was a lot of season bests from comparable courses from junior year to senior year. Unfortunately, you can't control that, the sickness stuff. And so very, very proud of him over his 4 years for sure.
Well, Coach, before we close, you know, very young roster this year.
Yep.
You know, a lot of, and you mentioned even the talent at the middle school level. You know, mm-hmm. What does that kind of give you for the excitement of the future of Pleasantville Cross Country?
Yeah, so you're talking about our youth. Like Dane Kreekow on the boys' side, I'll definitely talk about him for a second. He was almost 42nd season best. I mean, he got 19-15. He almost broke into the 18s as a freshman. A kid that had a strong showing as an eighth grader as well. We have two more freshmen on that group that will be in there and that maybe run in 19s, if not into the 18s. For their freshman year. So there's so many good things that way. We just got to keep building and keep encouraging. Take some time here to get into the winter season for a lot of these kids, and then just kind of go moving forward for track season, because most of the kids will run track, and then try to springboard that into the summer.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.